Hello, sweet friends. How are you? Welcome to the I Am Anxious podcast. I'm so glad that you're joining me today. Today, I want to talk about a mindset shift that you can make right away to help ease your anxiety. And it has to do with having time versus making time. I hope that you'll stick around and listen because I think this episode might really help you. Hey, are you a high achiever who struggles with perfectionism? Do you get stuck in the cycle of overthinking? Do you do everything for everyone else because you think otherwise it won't get done? Do you feel like you should come with a disclaimer? Hi, I'm anxious. Hey, I'm Katie. Full disclosure, I'm not a therapist, doctor, or mental health professional. I'm just a career mama who also struggles with anxiety. For me, anxiety reared its head at the most inconvenient times, when I wanted to be present with my family, at those high-pressure business meetings, when I was laying in bed awake at night worrying instead of sleeping. I just wanted to relax and be able to have fun, and I know that you do too. What if you found tools to manage your anxiety? What if you knew how to enjoy life even though you are anxious? Look, it's time to put down that third cup of coffee and swap it for some lemon water. We're going to get control over anxiety so it can stop controlling you. Let's go, girl. Hello, sweet friends. I'm so glad that you're here. We've all done this, right? We say, I don't have time. I don't have time for. I don't have time to work out. I don't have time for my friends. I don't have time to organize that messy room in my house. But the truth is that we don't make time, because I don't think that any of us are in a situation where we literally have zero control or say over where our time goes. And aren't we blessed? Aren't we blessed to be in positions where you have some choices what you do with your time? If you think about it, you don't have to go to your job every day. You could choose to not go. Now, there might be consequences if you don't, but the truth is you have a choice. You could choose to not exercise, or maybe do the kind of exercise that you'd like to do. You might blame it on not having time, but the choice is you're choosing not to do it. And I think that that can be so disempowering for us and also exacerbate our anxiety, which is nothing that any of us needs. So, sweet high achiever, I want you to consider this mindset shift that you can make from I don't have time to I'm not making time for that right now. And I think that that will really, really be empowering for you. I want to talk through three examples of that to just kind of give you an idea of what this can look like. And also, if this is a new concept to you, to give you the opportunity to recognize where you could maybe use it in your own life to make a switch, and where you might be using this language against yourself and disempowering yourself. So I mentioned earlier already, you know, work. You don't have to go to work. I'm guessing you're probably, thankfully, not in a position where someone is literally forcing you under threat of bodily harm, injury, etc., to go to work. But you get up and you choose to go to work. So think about working out. I also mentioned that too. You know, you might choose not to work out. You might blame it on time. And maybe you have some legitimate reasons where your time is precious and it's committed out to so many other things and it's hard to change that choice. Maybe you're a working parent, for example. But the truth is, you have a choice. And if you're not working out because you say you don't have time, I want you to think about how you could switch that language and say, I'm choosing not to right now. Or maybe I'm choosing to. I'm going to take advantage of the 10 minutes I have to myself before my family gets home to work out. I'm going to take advantage of my lunch break to go outside and take a walk. So think about where this could work for you in either direction, either empowering you to say, I'm choosing not to do that right now, or I'm going to choose to, and here's how. Another example might be taking on a non-urgent project at work. I know that as an anxious high achiever, you probably should, you should yourself. You say, I should do this, I should do that, and you should all over yourself all the time. And you tell yourself, I should be getting to this, I should be taking on that project, I should have done it long ago. When the truth is, you haven't made time for it, and there's a reason. And either you can continue to choose to not make time to do that important but not urgent project, or you can choose to and find a way to do it. If you want tips on that, go back a couple of episodes because I talked about how you can make time to get to the important but not urgent. But anyway, back to today's topic, I want you to think about at work where you may have done this to yourself and think about what you want instead. Maybe you want to say, you know what? No, it's true. I'm choosing not to do it right now. It is not a priority for me and I get to choose my priorities. Or perhaps you're tired of saying, I should have gotten to this and you want to choose to get to it now. So you can tell yourself, look, I'm choosing to get to this, and during my planning session this week, I'm going to plug into my calendar a time slot to specifically work on this project, and I'm going to make time to do it. Another example I want to give you as an anxious high achiever, and this one might sting a little bit, it does for me, is spending time with friends. I think it's really easy as a busy, anxious high achiever to focus your time on work, not necessarily on friends. And I'm not saying you don't see your friends, but do you see them as much as you want to? And are you spending the quality time with them that you want to? And are you blaming lack of time for this issue? And do you want to continue to do that? Maybe you do. I choose not to spend time with my friends, but be honest with yourself that that's what you're doing. I'm choosing not to spend time with my friends versus I don't have time for them. Because the truth is, again, you probably have a choice in the matter, and you're choosing not to, if that's what's going on for you. So decide what it is that you want, and then empower yourself. Nope, I'm choosing not to do this right now. Or I'm choosing to, and here's the one tiny little action I'm going to take to get there. That's all for today, sweet friends. This one, I think, was a little bit of tough love, and I needed to hear it just as much as you, which is why I came here with it for you today. If this resonated with you, I hope that you will come join our free Facebook group. The link to join is in the show notes if you're not already a member. It's an incredible group of anxious high achievers, just like you and I, who are supportive, encouraging, and just lovely. We'd love to have you there. We'd love to hear how you are shifting your mindset from saying you don't have time to you're choosing not to, or you're choosing to. And we'd love to support you around that. I can't wait to talk with you next week. Hey friend, thanks for being here. Did today's episode help you feel more in control of your anxiety? Did it inspire you to rest or relax? Or maybe it challenged you to really look at why anxiety is a part of your life? If so, I'd love to hear from you. If you would take 30 seconds, pause this episode, scroll down in Apple Podcasts, and leave me a review, I would be so grateful. See you next week. Disclaimer, I am not a medical professional, and this podcast is not providing therapy or medical treatment. Contents of the podcast are for informational purposes only and are not a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always consult your healthcare provider with your health questions and concerns.